me that we now live in a culture that steadfastly denies growing old. Plastic surgery and Botox can create a facade of youth and fitness, while vitamin supplements, hair plugs, laser treatments, and countless other products are marketed to resist the look of old age and thereby give us the illusion that we are somehow going to avoid the looming prospect of death. Ash Wednesday, then, is the antithesis of those trends. Remember that you are dust, and to dust you will return, is an unambiguous and rather harsh statement. And it takes center stage today, right in the middle of our foreheads. For the cross made of ashes is a stark symbol of our own mortality. So we enter into the season of Lent with the liturgical equivalent of our heart on our sleeves. For this dark symbol reveals our humanity at its most vulnerable and challenges us to think seriously about the days ahead. And today's reading help us in that work, as the prophet Joel in the Old Testament speaks to us across the ages. Yet even now, says the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. Rend your hearts and not your clothing. Likewise, in the gospel, Jesus warns against hypocrisy and empty devotions, reminding us of what is truly important in a life of faith. And what these two readings have in common is a reference to our hearts, for they both show an interest in what makes up our innermost being. And both point to an obvious fact. Outward signs of devotion and piety mean nothing if our hearts do not match our actions. Which provides a pretty good summary, then, of the purpose of the season of Lent. For it is a time set aside for deep reflection on the state of our lives, on the integrity of our faith, and the call to be wholeheartedly committed to following Jesus Christ. Beginning today, we are summoned to very specifically turn our hearts to God and acknowledge our sinfulness. We are intentionally to live in a way that is less self-serving and more God-serving. And we are to bear in mind that Jesus calls us ever more deeply into a spirit-filled life instead of to a life filled with things. So, in a culture that does work so very hard to deny death, and which encourages the never-ending collection of countless things, the ashes we receive tonight are a potent reminder that all of these earthly things we have and things we work for, store up, and treasure, including our physical bodies, all of that will one day be no more. And what will live on will be that which comes from our hearts, our love, our commitment, our relationships, our service. So today, on the first day of Lent, the question is not, what will we give up for the next 6 weeks? But instead, what will we do in the next 6 weeks that will change our hearts? How will we answer the ancient call of the prophet Joel and turn to God with our whole heart, offering ourselves and our lives to God's love and mercy? What will challenge us, nurture us, or teach us in such a way that we will change in our hearts, in our innermost being, and become a people whose faith in Jesus Christ is so integral to who we are that it will shape and form everything that we do? These are important questions to contemplate, because in just a few moments, we will be invited to begin the observance of a Holy Lent, and we will kneel in prayer to consider our need for repentance and to reflect upon the choices that we have to make. And then we'll come forward and receive the ashes and bear the mark that clearly demonstrates to us that one day, in spite of our resistance to aging, and no matter how much stuff we have, one day we will die. So let us recognize that the season of Lent offers us a unique time for reflection, for spiritual growth, and thus answer the call of the prophet to take the challenge of turning our hearts to God. So with clarity and with honesty, let us examine what it is that we do hold dear. And with courage and persistence, let us work to root out those things which get in the way of a holy life and get in the way of our true devotion to God. Because the hard truth is that time marches on and the dust awaits us. So may we make this day, this season, and this life a true and meaningful offering to our ever-living, all-loving, and most holy God. Amen.